I first want to thank everybody for joining us on our call tonight. I have really been looking forward to this call, primarily because of our topic, which I believe is of thinking. And tonight, we're going to learn more from Pat on how to move through those self-defeating behaviors that keep us from experiencing the happiness and success that we all want. Mm-hmm. And it's really true. We all pretty much want the same things. We want loving relationships, a great career, financial freedom, the time and money to do what we want. We want to feel good about ourselves. We want a healthy body and mind. And I truly believe that we can have all those things once we begin to stop the self-defeating sabotages that really keep us from having our all. And for those of you that are maybe on the call tonight that have not heard of Pat or Pat's book, this is really quite an honor for us, because she's really a very special lady. I've listened to so many of your tapes, Pat, and they all inspire me. Your CDs, good. I should say. They all inspire me.
Good.
And Pat's the author of three wonderful books, You Deserve the Best, which is an excellent book, Passion, Reclaiming the Fire in Your Heart, and, of course, Stop Self-Sabotage, which I know that some of you have had the opportunity to read. Now, if you haven't, I'm going to really encourage you to read the book. It's outstanding, and I know that by reading it, it will help you to move forward to the next level of success and happiness in your life. So, enough of me talking. I'm delighted to introduce you to Pat Pearson, my new friend and fan of LeBry.
Yes, I am a friend of LeBry. Nice to talk with you guys tonight. Well, as you know, or maybe I'm not sure you know or not, but I'm going to be talking with a group of you in June. And so tonight is just a little taste, if you will, a little preview of that seminar we're going to do. And what I'm going to be doing the seminar on is my book, Stop Self-Sabotage. And that book covers the whole issue of what we want and how we get in our own way and how we can sabotage sometimes the things we most want. And, you know, why in the world would we do that? Well, you know, sabotages are not conscious. We're not consciously trying to mess up our lives. They're unconscious. And they're formed from a lot of different things. And basically, it has to do with what I call your deserve level. And your deserve level is the level to which you believe you deserve to have what you want in your life. And as Linda said, you know, we all want the same stuff. We want wonderful experiences. We want healthy bodies. We want love in our lives. We want success in our businesses. And so many of our goals are similar, but many times we get in our own way. We snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. We don't let ourselves have what we say we most want. And we don't do that intentionally. We do that unintentionally. And the unintentional aspect of it is that we don't believe we deserve it. So in 30 years of working with people, what I have done is spent a lot of time studying what I call people's deserve level. And what I found is that we have a level that we believe we deserve in every important area of our life, in our health, in our career, in our love life, our relationships. We can be high in one area. We can be having a great career going on. And let's say we're having problems with relationships, and low in another area. So it doesn't, we don't have, essentially, we don't have to have the same deserve level in all of our life. Different areas at different times can be high and low. But what we want, and we all want this, is to be feeling good in every area. And so one of the things that we're going to do in the seminar is we're going to look at what your deserve level is. And I'm going to have people rate themselves. You know, if you want to right now, think about giving yourself a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you in terms of your relationships? How do you feel they're going? If they're going fabulous and everything's good there, you know, that's the higher end of the scale. If you're having problems, then you may want to give yourself a lower rating. Where do you feel you are in terms of your health? You know, are you at the weight you want to be? Are you exercising like you want to exercise? I mean, probably none of us are at the weight we want to be, but are you close enough, you know? You know, do you feel healthy? Are you doing the right things for yourself? And then the other area, of course, is your career. How do you feel about your career? How do you feel that you're building your business? Do you feel good about your ability to sell the product or recruit? So we're always trying to balance these areas of our lives and to make sure that we get what we want in all the areas. And they're created, what we achieve is created by what we believe we deserve. If you don't believe you deserve it, whatever it is, in your health, in your relationships, in your personal life or in your business, you either A, won't go after it, or B, if you get it, if you achieve it, and you don't feel like you deserve it, you'll feel compelled to give it away. So those issues and those ways of being are the ones that can really give us trouble. So what we want to do, of course, is to have good balance in every one of these important areas. And to do that, we have to look at what creates your deserve level. And there are four different things psychologically. One is your belief system. What do you tell yourself? What does that chatterer in your head say to yourself about what you can have or not have in your life? You know, we chat all the time in our heads. Chat, 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 chat. You know, are you saying positive things? Or are you telling yourself that you can't have things? Or are you focused on the negative things? Many of us have been interested in the whole new work called The Secret. And many people have been focused on that and reading it and listening to it. And it talks about something we all know, and that is that what you focus on, you tend to attract more of it, whatever it is. So if you're focused on the negative, guess what? You get more negative. If you're focused on the positive, guess what? You get more positive. So it's not a surprise that these things happen. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at, in this seminar, where you are and all that in terms of your belief system. What are you saying to yourself? How do you feel about what you're saying? And that's going to create a lot of what you create in your life. And we're also going to look at the whole issue of your self-esteem and your self-confidence. Those are two other components that are part of your deserve level. And your self-esteem, as I define it, is based on unconditional acknowledgement for who you are as a human being. Because you're a good, lovable human being, that builds self-esteem. And self-confidence is different. It's based on conditional acknowledgement, meaning that you have to do something to earn it, for performance. So you bake a great cake, you run a fast mile, you're a great recruiter. You do something and you do it well, and that builds your ability to do that, to make that happen, and that builds your confidence. So you can have somebody with high self-esteem and low self-confidence, or vice versa, someone with high self-confidence and low self-esteem. Now, we need to have both in our lives. We've got to have equal numbers of both, but they're not created the same. And psychologically, they're created in two very different ways. Self-esteem is built through being having good, loving relationships and being self-validating, feeling, you know, being loving and kind to yourself. That builds esteem. Confidence is built by your ability to do something and do it well and to keep on doing that in your business, your ability to maybe, say, recruit, build your confidence. So we have to, when we're working with our women and trying to inspire them, we have to be able to not only build their self-esteem, but build their confidence as well. And one of the things I've found in all the years I've been doing this, for 30 years I've been working with different women in different direct selling groups. And what we found is that women particularly, or all of us, most of us have never thought about the differences between self-esteem and self-confidence, that they really are two different things, and they are developed in different ways. So we want to develop that part of us. We want to make sure that we're getting good amounts of both. We need both. Then the last criteria is permission from your past. Permission from your past has to do with those messages that you've heard about yourself growing up. Maybe you're the smart one, or you're the one everybody came to if they needed to feel better, be more motivated. So we've heard messages about ourselves from the people that we grew up with. And those messages enter our own belief system and become what we call psychological scripts. So we tell ourselves, hey, I can have this much money, I can be this successful, but I can't be this successful. Or I'm this kind of person, but I'm not this kind of person. So this permission from our past is a very big contributor to what we deserve. And if we want to up our deserve level and have more in our life, either more success in our business, more success in our health, or more success in our relationships, we have to be able to take charge of these four issues, our belief system, our level of esteem, our level of confidence, and permission from our past. And we have to be able to redo the messages we listen to. And in the seminar, you will leave that seminar knowing where you are right now in your deserve level, knowing how you're self-sabotaging your business, and knowing exactly how to change it. And that's a pretty fun thing. And that's all in my book. Some of you have read my book. Someone was just telling me that they had. So that's what we're going to do, and that's just a little taste. I don't want to give away all the secrets here, but that's just a little taste of what we're going to be covering in this two-hour seminar. Now, what I can tell you also, and this is from having done this for 30 years with thousands and thousands of women, is that there are going to be people there who are going to have emotional breakthroughs, meaning that they're going to have a new thought, a new belief, a breakthrough in their whole way that they look at their life. And the cool thing about that is that for every breakthrough you have, for every new thought, new feeling, something that you shift to something better from where you've been, your production and your income will go up 25%. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have two breakthroughs, it'll go up 50%. Okay? Have three, 75%. So I can pretty well guarantee you that the people who come and really keep their hearts and minds open are going to learn something new. And that's going to be then used to help their business grow and to help their own self-esteem or self-confidence grow. So I know that was very fast summing up 2 hours and 20 years of research, but let me take some questions and let's chat about this a little bit.
Okay. If someone has a question, just unmute yourself by pressing *6. That will unmute your individual line, okay? So press *6 to be unmuted. Does anybody have any questions for Pat? Now is your chance.
Free therapy.
It takes sometimes a little bit. Don't be shy, gals. Come on. No questions for Pat? They're being shy.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're probably thinking about the whole thing. You know, it's it's an interesting – psychology is a very interesting part of our business. You know, I wrote another book, Linda, called Party with a Purpose. Mm-hmm. And in the book, it talks about the POP theory, P-O-P. Mm-hmm. And it talks about our businesses, our direct selling network marketing businesses. And it talks about that we want our businesses to pop. You know, we want exciting things to happen. And the three letters stand for three different things that you need in your business. Number one, you need a good product. Done. You got a great product. You know, natural, great beauty product. Fabulous. You need a good opportunity. That's the O. First P is product. You need a good opportunity. That's the opportunity you're going to give to your people and to when you're recruiting that says this is a good company to be involved with. You know, it's a heart company. It's, you know, from the Midwest. You guys have great values. I grew up there myself. And, you know, this is a good company to get involved with. So that's done, you know. So you got the P, you got the O. The last P is the difference between somebody being successful quickly or someone dragging it out and taking a long time and not getting to where they want to go. And that last P stands for psychology. This is a psychological business. It's an emotional business. It's a business that deals with women primarily. And so you're dealing with relationships and emotions. And the thing that gets people stuck in the business is not the product, not the opportunity, but it's what you think and feel about yourself and about the other people you're bringing into the business. So the more you understand about psychology, the quicker and easier building your business is. And one of my phrases I love is, I've said, the way you run your life is the way you run your business. You know, if your life's a mess, usually your business is too, because there's no separation between you and your business. You are your business. Mm-hmm. So the more you learn and the more you develop yourself, the quicker and easier and more successful you can be. So that's what we're all about, right, Linda?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and I often hear this being said, that in order to get more, you first must become more.
Right.
And I think that plays an important part, is really working on ourselves on a daily basis, because so often we'll hear people say, when you ask them, well, you know, what do you think is standing in your way? You know, what obstacle, if any? And many times you hear people respond with, well, you know, nothing, myself. And people tend to know that it's they're doing something, you know, that they are their own worst enemy. We hear that all the time.
Exactly.
And I think that there are so many people, and I'm sure there's some that are listening tonight, that are wanting so much to be successful, that want to really have a much better lifestyle and
for their family, yeah.
Yes, yes. And sometimes they get started, and then all of a sudden they get on the right track, and then something happens and they get off the track.
Right.
And why do you think that is? Is that all, again, to do with the confidence level, or they get going and then something happens?
Well, you know, it has to do with a number of things. Of course, it's going to depend for each person what their particular reason or issue is. But the other thing, just in a general sense, let me say, is that if you're self-sabotaging, there's a reason, okay? There's a lack of belief in yourself, or there's a lack of permission to have more for yourself. And those things were learned. They were learned early in life. They were probably learned before age 5 or 6, but they can be unlearned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you some stories. I had a gal came to one of my seminars. As Linda knows, I've spent a long time working with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I've taken about 30 of the people that I've worked with and helped them be millionaires. And there was this one gal who was in Mary Kay, and she was trying to build her business, and she was trying to recruit people. And every time she started to recruit somebody, she felt bad. She felt like she was bothering them. Anybody ever felt that?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure
they
have. Yep.
I'm sure they have, yeah. So she would tell herself, I'm bothering them. And then she wouldn't pick up the phone. You know, she felt uncomfortable. No one wants to feel like you're a bother. I mean, you know, it was a deal killer. It took her energy, took her focus off. And so so I started to talk to her, and she was in my seminar, and she came up to me. She said, Pat, I know this is sabotaging me. You know, I get all these names. I'm all excited about my business, and I get people excited, and then I never call them back. I never follow up because I feel like I'm bothering them. I said, okay, well, let's talk about that. We found out that that feeling started when her father, when she was 8 years old, she was a Girl Scout, and she came home with all of her Girl Scout cookies. And she told her dad, she says, Dad, look at all my cookies. I'm going to go door to door, and I'm going to sell all my cookies, and I'm going to be number one in my Girl Scout troop. And her father looked at her and he said, now, honey, I'm going to buy all your cookies because I don't want you going door to door and bothering the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward 30 years. She's now 38 years old, okay? She's no longer 8.
Mm-hmm.
But she tells herself every time she starts to pick up the phone to call someone that I'm bothering the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an old message. Her father never intended that to, you know, cripple her 30 years later. But she was still using that message or thinking it. Once she changed it, and it's very easy to change. We're going to do that in a seminar. Then she went out and the next 6 months recruited 45 people.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I just have an email from one of the girls that she has a question. She, for some reason, she's not been able to unmute. I'm going to just try something real quick, Pat.
Sure.
I know, Lisa, you have a question, and she emailed it to me, so I don't know if she's able to unmute herself now, but this is her question to you, Pat. Lisa would like to know how to get through the emotions of how people feel about direct sales. How do you get people to feel excited and proud to be a part of it?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it starts with how we feel about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is that if you're walking around feeling uncomfortable about what you're doing, you're going to, in some ways, be projecting that onto other people. So I think the key is, and I do another seminar that maybe we'll do at another time, called Gratitude Recruiting. I think the key is that you've got to, you meaning all of us, we've got to be in touch with the gifts that we have gotten from being in Labrie. You know, what have you gotten from being in this company?
Mm-hmm.
And once you know those gifts, whether it be friends or income or personal development, then you have to focus on giving the gift to other people that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like if you went to a movie and you loved the movie, you would go out, we all would, and we tell everybody, right? We say, oh, this is the greatest movie. You got to go see this movie. It was so fabulous, blah, 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 blah. Now, the movies don't pay you to do that, but they count on your good nature to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They count on that if you've had a good experience, you want to share that with people. I believe the real success in recruiting and getting other people involved in our businesses is with total integrity for you to be clear about what gifts you have gotten from being in this business and to share the gifts with other people. And then let them make up their own mind, you know. They'll either appreciate it and want those gifts or they may not.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you stay in the energy of I'm giving a gift, you're going to feel good. And if they stay in that energy, they're going to feel good. If they get into the energy of I'm bothering people and I shouldn't be in this and I feel embarrassed about direct selling and then, you know, then they're off. They're off course.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with our own energy and what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. And I have one other question here. The other question that I have is, what can we do right now to raise our belief system in ourselves? What can we start doing now, today?
Okay, great question. Right now, right today, you can start focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, most of us think about what we don't want much more than we think about what we want. I don't want to put on weight, okay? So you're focused on putting on weight. I don't want to be in debt, so you're focused on debt. I don't want to bother people, so you're focused on bothering people. You with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever we talk about and focus on, we get more of it. So if we're talking about what we don't want, we are immediately pulling that towards us, right? So if I had a magic wand, I would wave a magic wand over everybody I know in the whole world and say, stop talking about what you don't want. Start talking about what you do want. I want to be healthy and have a good, healthy body. I want to give the wonderful gift of this business to all the women I meet. I want to have fun and loving relationships with all the people in my family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, today, you can immediately pivot. Instead of paying attention to what you don't want, start talking about what you do want and then watch how you start attracting. It's the law of attraction. You're going to attract much better things, much better people, if you pay attention to what you do want.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. Well, I know that this information, I'm sure, has been very helpful to those that are listening in tonight. And I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight and talking with us and sharing your expertise with us.
Sure. And I look forward to being with you.
Yeah, and everyone, if you haven't registered for the seminar, do so. This is an event you will not want to miss. If you truly are serious about having it all in life, you can. I believe that with my whole heart and soul. You know, sign up for the seminar with Pat. Again, the date is Wednesday, June 27th. Registration's at 6:30 from 7 to 9. We have Pat. We can ask her questions. She's there to help us grow and to really be able to capture the dreams that we all hold near and dear to our hearts. I want to thank you all for being with us. And, Pat, thank you again. It was excellent.
Thank you, Linda.
Everybody's thinking and they're making plans to attend. So
and if you want to, you know, get the book ahead of time. Somebody was asking me about that. You can go to patpearson.com. We're the best place to get Stop Self-Sabotage. So if you go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, it'll take forever, and they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. So just come to us. We'll get it for you. And if you read the book ahead of time, you're going to be way ahead of the game. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
But I guarantee that you will leave there knowing how you're self-sabotaging and knowing how to change it. That alone is worth 2 hours of your time.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thank
Linda,
you again,
thank you.
And good night,
everybody. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Pat. Bye-bye. Bye.